Hey, you guys, welcome to the Beyond Pretty podcast. I'm your host, Shalene McLeod. This podcast is all about how you can design a life that you are obsessed with. Together, we're going to build a community of women who inspire, empower, and support one another to live our very best lives. Each week, I'm going to share with you tangible tips and tricks to take off the mask and go beyond pretty. Welcome to this week's episode of the Beyond Pretty podcast. I want to talk to you today about this general line that I see often that I decided I just choose that I don't want to believe in it anymore. And that is that life is hard. I use this line a lot. I hear this a lot. I hear this from my friends and colleagues. I see this on social media. And I have really been feeling like I don't really know how to articulate this. And so I actually might fumble through a lot of this episode. I don't have anything written out. I don't have anything pre-typed. I don't have like anything else. I just truly want to talk from my heart today about this concept that life is hard and this belief that life is hard and how it's affecting us. I did a bit of a check-in with a couple of my friends. I did a check-in with our team. You know, I'm doing some of these like mental check-ins with the people that are in my life that I work closely with. And I generally, like, the consensus and the messaging that like everyone's feeling right now is that like life is hard and it's weighing on them. And I know this. I've been there. Gosh, I've been there so many times where I feel like life is so hard and it's weighing on me. But to that point, I also feel like a lot of the messaging that I see going along with that is that life is hard. We want the whole, we've talked about this on the podcast before, about the like me too, right? Like knowing you're not alone in your struggles is everything. And you're not. I'm just telling you right now, the thing that you're struggling with right now, like you are not alone in that struggle whatsoever. And the more you start talking about it and the more you have the courage to reach out to ask for help about that, the more you start to realize you're not alone. And that in itself for me has always been such a beautiful concept, because I'm like, oh, well, if I'm not alone and they've worked through it, that means that I can too. And oh, look at where they're at, or they are now thriving, or, you know, it gives me examples, but it also gives me this sense of not feeling like I'm the only one. Because when you feel like you're the only one and you're lonely and you're on this island by yourself, you tend to like retreat inwards. And when you retreat inwards, it can be a really scary place to be with just you and your own thoughts if they aren't ones that are serving you right now, or they're ones that are just darker thoughts in the time that you might be experiencing right now, which is okay. So I want to extend that offer to you as well, that like you're the thought that you are not alone in the things that you are dealing with, even though you might feel lonely. They're two very different things. So I'm gonna offer that to you. But here's the part that I'm generally seeing as, I don't even know. It's just like all these accounts that I'm following and these motherhood accounts that have really gained a lot of traction through the pandemic of like being home, and they switched over and now these accounts are like viral and they have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of followers. And the general messaging is just kind of like, life is hard and that's it. And it's like, you're not alone is the messaging. Let's hold hands and know that motherhood, we're in the trenches of motherhood and life is so hard and it's so full. And it's, you know, every stage of parenting seems to be wrapped around this idea that kids are horrible. And it's like the terrible twos and the trying threes. And then they get into preteen and tween and, oh, I have teenagers. And it's this concept that like, it's hard. And hear me out. It is hard. But is that serving you? because it's not serving me. I just went through and cleared out my accounts and I was like, I'm unfollowing, 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 unfollowing. And I'm like, I'm not following these accounts anymore that literally are just telling me how hard life is. Like, I know it's hard. I'm here. I'm in it. But I want hope. I want to change that messaging. I mean, gosh, a life that's hard and you're just, that's all there is for us? Is a life that's hard? Is the trenches of motherhood? Is the terrible twos and the trying threes and the teens that are just, ugh, they're teens? You know, it's the perspective that we have on the future, because that's how we show up today. How you think your future is going to be tomorrow is the story that you're telling yourself today. And it's our own thoughts. You know, our reality that we have is created by the thoughts that we have. The reality of the way in which you view the world right now, you have created your own reality within the world based on the way you think. And your future and the reality of what it is that you manifest into this world is based on the way that you think today. And so collectively, if we're like, as moms, as women, we are like holding hands and saying like, life is hard. We are in the trenches. Me too. But where's the faith that it's good? Where's the hope that it's going to be better? Where is the forward way of thinking that allows us to hold on to something where we see the light? We see, you know, I did this reel a while back in the summer when I was dealing with a lot of anxiety and depression through my grandmother's passing. And it was like, you can choose to believe you've, when it's dark, you can choose to believe that you've been buried, or you can choose to believe that you're a seed that's been planted. And that's it right there. It's like, gosh, do you want to believe that you've just been buried and that's it for your life and that it's just going to be hard and we're struggling with the weight of the world? Because I'm going to tell you right now that you're holding yourself responsible for other people's feelings that you're not responsible for. You're holding yourself responsible for fixing other people's problems that you're not responsible for fixing. And you're choosing to ignore the very things that you have control over in your own life. You're choosing to ignore those things to try and help and fix everyone else's problems around you. And that is exhausting. Oh my gosh, that's so exhausting. Of course you feel the weight of the world. You also might be feeling the weight of the world because it literally is this like feeling of hopelessness. And you've just decided to believe that life is hard. And that's it. And I want to change the narrative for you guys today. I want to change that narrative because I don't want to be in that narrative either. Gosh, is life hard? Sure, life is hard, but it's beautiful. It's messy. And it's so beautiful. And it's unpredictable. And it's uncertain, and we have no idea what's going to happen from one minute to the next. We have no idea when we're going to get an awful life-changing text or phone call. We have no idea when we're also going to get a life-changing phone call that is epic. And it's not just bad news. And I feel like we've just been conditioned to receive bad news and to hold on to that bad news and to hold on to how hard it is and how hopeless the world kind of feels right now. I don't know if I'm the only one feeling this. I don't know if you feel this too. Let me know if you do. But I want to bring back the hope. And I want to tell you that there is hope. And I want to offer to you that when you have faith over fear, when you lean into the faith, you show up as a different person. You show up in a completely different way when you hold hope for what the future brings, when you hold faith that you are on a journey and you are on a timeline of events that are happening and unfolding exactly the way that they're supposed to, even if you can't see it right now, even if it doesn't feel good. But the more that we fight and the more that we avoid the emotions, think of sitting in quicksand. You step in quicksand and all of a sudden there's this moment of just like, oh crap, like, how do I get out of this? And you fight right away. And you're like clawing. You're like, oh my gosh, okay, I gotta go. And you go fast and you panic and you're like rushing. You're like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Get me out, get me out, get me out. And this is like the struggle of like being in the hard, right? And the more you fight, the more you panic, the more you sink. And I want you to think of that with your thoughts. the more you fight your thoughts, the more you panic, the more you avoid the thing that's actually happening and deal with the problem that's actually sitting right in front of you, and you focus on the solution versus focusing on the problem, you will start to see things in a different way. You will start to slow, you'll stop. And the minute you stop fighting, you stop sinking. Then, and only then, can you start unpacking and dealing with one thing at a time. Okay, I'm just gonna slowly move my arm here to break it free. And then I'm slowly gonna move this one and break that free. And I'm slowly gonna break my waist free. And then my one leg, and then my other leg, and then I'm gonna crawl out of here. And it's not at a pace at which you want to go, but it's at a pace in which you can handle it. And I wanna offer to you guys today that, like, that's exactly what you can do when you are coaching yourself through your thoughts and the ways that you're thinking and the things that are coming up for you. And when you're just telling yourself, this is hard, this is it. Yep, let's just go drink the bottle of wine every single night because life is too hard and I don't wanna deal with it. It doesn't get better at the bottom of a bottle of wine. It doesn't get better. It might feel easier in the moment, but I promise you that life isn't getting better in those moments. The moments where it's getting better is when you actually make the appointment to go and talk to a therapist, when you actually sign up for a life coach. Gosh, I got the most beautiful message the other day, and one of my clients was saying that she actually has felt like, and I'll like back this up because there's like a caveat to it, but she said that she has felt like in the time she's been working with me as a life coach, she has been able to repair more and get herself into a better place with the relationship with her mother than she did in any of the therapy that she has done. And I want to, like, I've offered to her that, like, it's not about one or the other, because I truly think that the work that people do in every area of your life is just building the foundation for you to be more open and receptive to that next level of work that you begin doing. And so maybe it's not that therapist, but it's another one and another therapist, or maybe you've worked with multiple and you haven't found the one that you want to work with, or maybe it's been life coaching and you've done a course, or you've worked with somebody and you just haven't found your groove yet in that. But I want to offer to you that, like, you are building that foundation, and she's been building that foundation. And the story that she was telling herself is that, you know, the relationship with her mom was just always going to be hard, and it's always going to be one that she didn't want. And it's not the one that she had desired and thought that she wanted. And you guys can pull this into any area of your life: motherhood, relationships, marriage, mother-daughter relationship, friendship, personal self-care. If you are just sitting there being like, I suck, or this is hard, or it's not what I wanted it to be, but we're not actively doing anything to get ourselves out of the situation that we find so uncomfortable, or that it's so undesirable, and we just accept it for the way that it is, like, that feels so heavy. That feels so heavy. And I just want to extend this out to you today to say that, like, maybe telling yourself that life is heavy and it's hard and you're in the trenches is not what you need right now. Maybe it's recognizing that it is, but we can have faith that it'll get better. But we can hold hope that there is a way that we can get to the place where we want to be. We can be planted and know that if we water that seed, if we take care of the soil being the people you're surrounding yourself with, the environment you're putting yourself in, the ways in which you are dealing with and managing stress. I can't tell you how much stress is keeping us so sick and so unhealthy. High cortisol levels are not where we are supposed to be operating out of every single day, and the majority of us are. But when you take care of that stress, when you surround yourself in good, with people who see the light, with people who have hope, with people who hold faith and hold faith for you and hold space for you to find it, you're on your own path and your own way, and not rush you to find it and not try and fix your problems, but offer the gift to you to be responsible for your own problems, to be responsible for the ways in which you are thinking, and knowing that you want to actively choose new thoughts that serve the way you want to feel. Because you get to do that. And that soil is all of those things. And the seed is you. And when we have that, those surroundings, and you put yourself in those surroundings and you water that, you don't know when you're going to break through and see the light, but you will. You will break through the soil slowly over time, and you will start to see that light again. This, my friends, is the work. This, my friends, is the work that we need to do together. And the messaging that I want to offer to you is that life is hard, but it's beautiful. And you may be grieving, you may be depressed, you may be anxious, but we can move out of it. That doesn't have to be the way it is for now and always. It feels like it's going to be that way, but if you choose to believe that it's not, it gets better. It gets so much better. And that doesn't mean that it gets better tomorrow and you're never going to feel those feelings again, or you're never going to have those thoughts, or you're never going to feel like life is hard. You will always feel those things. I promise you that. You will always feel those things. They never just go away. We always have experiences, and then we have thoughts about those experiences, and we have thoughts about feelings about the thoughts that we have about those experiences. And all of that is exactly what we need to do to actively pursue a life we want to live. And are you actively pursuing a life you want to live? Are you actively going out there and getting the help that you know will be the thing that ultimately allows you to break free? That, my friends, is what I want to offer to you today. And unfollow those accounts that aren't serving you. Unfollow those accounts that maybe, and here's the thing, I think that a lot of the accounts I started following on Instagram and on TikTok, where like the messaging was just a generalization of like, yep, it's hard, and we throw our hands in the air. Like, it's almost just this like, gosh, you release like all control to the universe, and you're just like, is what it is, you know? And it's just this like nonchalant attitude of just, it is what it is, and I'll roll with the punches, and all of these sayings and like taglines. I think that I ultimately was like attracted to those, because obviously at some point throughout the past 3 years, I felt that. And it was the whole like, oh my gosh, yes, me too, totally. But now I'm like, okay, we are like way post-pandemic. We are like moving out of it. I think that we're now seeing the effects of mental health and the effects of trying to just like get back to some sense of normalcy and like not dealing with what the heck has happened, and friendships that were lost and divisions that were made, and gosh, just like worldly events have like impacted us on such an individual and personal level that I don't think that we have the capacity or have been able to surround ourselves with people who have the capacity to help us get through that. And that feels really challenging, and I think it feels very real for most people. But the messaging stayed consistent, and it was still just always like, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it sucks, motherhood's exhausting, it's this, it's that, it's that. And it's like, do you want someone to just hold your hand and tell you that it's going to always be hard and be there to like wallow in all of it with you? Or do you want someone who's going to like give you a kick in the butt and be like, let's go, like, let's freaking go. Life is hard, but it's beautiful. And you get to choose the narrative to which you show up in this world. You get to believe whatever the heck you want to believe. You get to believe it. You just get to decide one day that I don't want to believe that anymore. I actually don't think that that's true. I think that that's how I've been operating for 3 years, and I feel like crap, and I don't want to feel like crap anymore. So I'm just going to actively choose to believe that it does get better, that we can have fun, that I'm going to hold on to the moments that are really good versus dwelling on the ones that are really crappy. These are the things that I just want to offer. Again, it's unscripted. I've probably said the same thing 800 million times over and over again, but I am really sick and tired of us just accepting it's hard. I talk about hard, and I talk about the feelings that I'm having and the thoughts that I'm working through and those hard moments and the Me Toos, and I talk about all of that, but I also want to be here to be the one to tell you that we can't sit in that. We can't sit in that forever. It's not good for us. We need to choose to actively seek out the good in this world. We need to choose to find thoughts and beliefs that allow us to show up how we want to show up. We are the ones that get to do this work. And I feel so fired up to say, like, let's go. Like, I am so fired up to walk into 2023 feeling so empowered and knowing that I'm going to change so many lives, not only for you listening, but for those of you that sign up for our life coaching courses that are coming in 2023. For those of you that choose to work with me in some capacity, knowing that we are going to do some incredible freaking work, because I'm not going to let you accept mediocre in your life. We're going to work through that. And we're going to work towards holding hope and finding faith. And faith not in a way that it has to be religious. Faith in a way of believing there's good for you. And believing that life is beautiful for you. And believing that you are reaching towards and working for a beautiful vision for your life. And like releasing the fact that the only way that you can have a beautiful life is if it's perfect and your kids are perfectly behaved all the time and perfectly dressed and your house is perfectly put together and you're going on beautiful vacations and you have millions of dollars in the bank account and you've quit your corporate job and you've done all the things. Like, gosh, that doesn't have to be it for you. If you want it to be yours, then let's freaking go. But it doesn't have to be it for you. Your life can be beautiful as a teacher, doing work that you love with children, and then coming home to your family and literally doing nothing else. Your life is beautiful for the work that you are doing in this world, even if that means that like you're not striving for more in terms of like having to do more work. But it's about the alignment of what are you doing now, and is it truly aligned with what you want? That is what I want to offer, because I think that many of us have just fallen into the careers that we're in, or many of us chose something at a really young age when we were really like, we've just completely changed and we feel like we've pigeonholed ourselves into this spot where now we just have to deal with it versus doing the hard work to make the changes to build a beautiful life that you just know you've evolved. You've just evolved. You've grown into a different human being, and that's okay. And you want to make new choices and you want to do new things and you want to go after this big, beautiful life. And that is so okay. But like, I want to empower you to accept the things that you have in your life for what they are and to continue to choose to see that they are beautiful. They may be hard, but you can find the beauty in those. You get to write the narrative around that. And you get to find the evidence in your life to prove whatever thought you think is true. And if we're just going to sit here together and say, life is hard, these are the trenches, this is motherhood, it's exhausting, buckle up. We'll continue to find the evidence every single day to prove those thoughts true. We will find the evidence that our kids are draining us, that our relationship with our husband isn't great, that our house isn't big enough, that the things that we have aren't good enough, that the life that we've built up to this point is, quite frankly, a lot of you are probably using some pretty foul language to describe the life that you have right now, or wanting to escape it and then turning to vices like shopping and eating and drinking to avoid the life that you're currently in because you think that you don't want, it's just hard and there's no hope, but it is the way that it is and it's just going to be this way forever, right? That's so hard to be sitting in that. That's way harder of a life than choosing one full of hope and faith. It's way harder of a life than dealing with the emotions and repairing relationships and choosing to set really strong boundaries and sticking to those. And choosing things that bring you joy and surrounding yourself and planting yourself in that soil, surrounding yourself in that environment that is going to lift you up and inspire you even through the hard times, because they will always exist. But do we want to just throw our hands up in the air? I don't. I truly don't. I don't want to throw my hands up in the air and just say this is it. I want to hold hope. And I'm going to leave you guys with one last thing as just a visual that maybe helps. And I explained this to Jer when we're going to do a podcast on this. But I explained this to him when we've been talking about our marriage course and we've been talking about things that we want to talk about and explain. And he still can't really wrap his head around the concept that I was able to be there for him for so long through his concussion recovery. And I said to him that I listened to a podcast one time. I don't even remember who said it, but I listened to this podcast and they explained something in a relationship in a way that I visually could just hold on to it. And it allowed me to come back to it in so many moments. And so I want to offer this to you to close this conversation out and to say that, you know, in every relationship, in every life, this doesn't have to be marriage. It doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. It can be a friendship, a mentorship, a parent-child relationship, whatever relationship it is. You can be in one of two positions. And we have this rope between people. And you can imagine that there's this rope. And as we navigate through life, we are climbing this mountain. And at some points, you're climbing up faster than the other person. And you might be sitting at the top of this mountain. This rope is endless. At no point does this rope snap. At no point do you run out of rope. The rope is endless. And the mountain is as high as you want to climb. And you're climbing this mountain. And you get to the top. But you've noticed along the way that your partner, the other person on the end of the rope, hasn't been climbing as fast as you. They haven't been able to get past the plateau. They haven't been able to move forward. But it was always for me, I was the one at the top of the mountain when Jared was suffering, and I just chose to never let go of the rope. Because if I let go of the rope, I told him there was no more hope. I told him I didn't believe in him. I lost faith if I lost the rope. But the other side to that is that he had to hold on to that rope. We both had to hold on. We were both at very different parts of our journey, and I was able to just stand at the top and hold on to that rope and allow him to hang on to it and to climb up it. I wasn't responsible for pulling him. I wasn't responsible for making him climb that rope. I just held space for him to be able to do it and to extend the offer to him and for him to accept, to choose to climb up that rope. You might be at the bottom of the rope right now, and that's okay. But I need you to hold on to that rope. I need you to just grab it. Don't even try and pull yourself up yet. But I just need you to hold the rope. And if you don't have anyone in your life holding the other end of that rope for you, I will. I am holding this rope, and it is there for you to climb. You can climb out of the trench anytime you choose. You can climb out of the hard anytime you choose. You can choose to take that backpack off of everyone else's weight, of the opinions and judgments and hard crap that they're walking through. You can take it off and you can leave it on the rock beside you, and you can hold that rope and you can climb up. I can't tell you how long it's going to take you to get to the top. I also can tell you that when you get to the top, there will be another mountain to climb. But if we stop climbing up that rope, we give up. And this message is for you to not give up. Do not give up. I hope that visualization of what that rope is, I hope you can see someone at the end of that rope, even if it's me. And I want you to message that person. And I want you to let them know that you grabbed the rope. Send them this podcast. Let them listen to this. Explain to them where you've been at. By just sharing this podcast, it will say enough. And let them know that you're holding the other end of the rope. And you can thank them. Because I promise you, there's people in your life that want to hold that rope for you. They do. They truly do. But we have to speak up. And we have to let them know that we're doing our best. And we're trying. And I know you're doing your best. I know you are. But have the faith. Have the hope. Grab the rope. And together, we can get out of this feeling of it all just being too much, of this overwhelming feeling that it is so hard and so overwhelming at times you can't find the light and it is so dark. But you can do this, friends. I know you can. And I'm here for you and I'm holding that rope and literally my hand is in a fist right now, like as if I'm like holding this rope for you because I'm like holding on so tight. My hand is like sweaty and my paw, like I literally am like, my hands, my knuckles are like white. I'm holding onto this rope so tight right now for you visually because I just felt that so deep in my soul. And I know how much it helped me through the season that Jared went through and walked through. And it's helped me every single time. There's people who've been holding ropes for me and they don't even know that they've been holding ropes for me, but I choose to climb up. I choose to climb up and I choose to hold on and I choose to never let go. And I want to offer that to you guys today. I love you guys. I love you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of the Beyond Pretty podcast. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you who are contributing to build this community of incredible like-minded women. Please make sure you tag me on social media, share this with a bestie, and subscribe.